COA, the case. A man is brought into a hospital emergency room and pronounced dead on arrival by the attending physician, who also signs the death certificate. A week later, the doctor confesses to the crime. The mystery, how did the doctor devise the DOA, and what led to his confession?
Okay, what is the things we need to look for again?
How did the doctor devise the DOA, and what led to his confession?
First off, what's a DOA?
Dead on arrival.
Did he actually kill him, or did he just falsely pronounce him dead?
Okay, do the first question.
Did the doctor actually kill the patient?
No.
So he just falsely pronounced him dead on arrival?
No.
No. So he was really dead on arrival?
Yes.
So how did he devise the dead on arrival?
Because he was dead on arrival.
That's such a weird, that's an odd question.
He stayed on his coffee break until he was dead.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay, and he signed the death certificate. Was it his son?
No.
Was it his wife?
No.
Daughter?
No.
Was it a loved one?
No.
So how was he able to sign the death certificate?
He's the doctor.
I was thinking something. Did he know the patient? Did he know the person?
Yes.
He did?
Yeah.
Did he want them dead?
Yes.
T.
Yeah.
But he didn't kill. He didn't kill him. Did he have somebody kill him?
No.
Did he have anything to do with the death of this person? Did it have to do with medical issue this person had?
No. Well.
But how did he devise? Maybe. Did he pay the ambulance driver to drive around until he died?
No.
Take the long way, bro. Turn the lights on. Don't rush. It's okay.
This ain't my first rodeo.
Okay, so how did he devise the DOA? What does that mean? How did he?
He's the doctor.
I don't like that question, honestly. I don't like it.
Can you reword the question? Or is that cheating? I don't like the question.
Because technically, I mean...
He devised it.
He's the doctor, so why not? Why can't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, like, I don't like the way they have it. Like, they should be... The question should be more like, what was the crime that was committed?
Really, yeah. Because more of what's important here.
Yeah, I mean, we are...
How did he kill him?
Malpractice?
No. And then what led to his confession?
What led to his confession? Guilt?
No.
Shame?
Nope.
Did it have to do anything with how he felt overdoing it?
So what was the crime that was committed?
So did he plan...
Was
he
it murder?
This out? Are you serious right now?
Or manslaughter?
it doesn't say that it what it was, but what
he did something. Okay, so.
But he didn't plan it out. It was kind like he kind of accidentally did it.
No.
Was it an accident? Like a car accident?
Yes.
It was a car accident.
Uh huh.
Okay. Did he cause the car accident?
No.
Oh, I was gonna say, did he run the light?
Yeah.
So he didn't cause the car accident?
Did he take down a stop sign?
No, he didn't cause a car accident.
It was a car accident. Was the patient was in, the dead guy was in a car accident.
Right.
And
not
then
the doctor.
And then he was rushed to the hospital.
Right.
By an ambulance?
Yeah, I guess. It doesn't really say.
Okay, so that doesn't matter. Okay.
And then did the doctor...
Was he really dead when he showed up to the hospital?
Yeah.
Was he supposed to go to a different hospital?
No.
I don't get it. What was the crime? What?
Yeah,
Is this a hard one?
It is a difficult one. This one might take a minute. Or 12. Or 50.
Yeah, this might be our hour long one.
Was he an actual doctor?
Yes.
Did it have to do with a billboard?
No.
What were the questions again?
Well, I'm going to say, what was the crime that the doctor committed, or what the, and what led to his confession?
Did he put a different cause of death down?
No.
Different time of death?
No.
He didn't alter the papers at all?
Nope.
I mean, how much could a doctor do? He showed up, he's dead.
Yeah.
Did he not try to resuscitate him?
Nope.
He didn't?
No, he was like, it doesn't matter.
He was long gone.
I mean, his head could have been cut off for all I know. I don't know.
And he didn't know the guy.
No, he knew.
He knew him. He wanted him dead.
Yeah.
He wanted him dead.
Uh-huh. He wanted him dead, but he didn't want to kill him then?
Oh, he didn't care when he died. Well, he did care when he died, but...
He just didn't want him to come to his hospital?
But he didn't kill him.
No.
He didn't have anything to do with his death.
Well, kind of, but not directly, like you're thinking.
He didn't plan it.
Right.
That's the thing. It's like he...
Did he pray for it to happen?
Yeah, I mean, he wanted it to happen, yeah.
Did he make a deal with the devil?
Was there a tarot reading?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Was he a Leo?
No. I don't know. Irrelevant.
What? Okay, so what was the freaking crime? He hired a hitman.
No.
Sniper rifle.
Nope.
Did he do something to the guy's car?
No.
He didn't cause the accident at all. He had nothing to do with why this guy
actually... It just happened to happen.
No.
So he did cause it?
No.
What do you mean?
Did somebody else cause it? Did somebody else also want to kill this person?
No.
Did he have a co-conspirator?
No.
So he did this alone. But he didn't do anything.
Right.
What do you mean?
Did you say a mirror?
Yeah.
No. Nobody helped him.
No.
Nothing
but
helped
him. But he didn't do it.
No.
But he didn't do it. I don't get it.
He did it, but he didn't.
Right.
Great.
I'm still a going ghost. With
these. Nope.
I'm still saying he bribed the ambulance driver to take the long way.
If we figure out how the car accident happened, will that help?
Yes.
Did he run a light?
No.
Did a semi truck hit
him? Did he run off
the
road?
No.
Did an ambulance hit him?
Huh? No. No.
Drunk driving?
Nope.
That'd really piss you off.
Was he blind?
Was he blind?
He's like, oh, you can see.
Here's a brand new car. Yeah. Was he driving?
Who?
The patient?
Yes.
Was the doctor with him?
No.
Maybe he would just annoy
brake it. Failure?
Nope.
Maybe he just
tire?
Annoyed the crap out of him until the patient drove into a telephone pole. Is that how did he hit a telephone pole?
Nope.
Was there something done to his car?
No.
That caused him to wreck.
Was it a medical condition that caused him to wreck the car? Like a heart attack?
No.
Seizure?
No.
Nothing. No medical condition whatsoever. What do you mean? You can't just look at me like that.
Were they a
in
child?
In a roundabout way.
In a roundabout way, it was a medical condition. Did the doctor not treat him properly for a medical condition that came back to bite him and caused him to wreck the car?
No.
Crap. Thought I had it.
That's good, though.
Are they a person that should be driving?
Yeah.
Like, they're of age?
Yep.
Was it an old guy?
It doesn't say how old they were.
I don't know. How else can an accident happen?
Oh, lots of ways.
I know.
Did something drop on the car like Wile E. Coyote?
No.
Did he jump the car over a broken bridge like the Dukes of Hazzard? And he forgot to yell yee-haw, so he wrecked.
No.
It's the only way they ever make it. It's because of the yee-haw.
Did he run into anybody else?
No.
Just an accident of
single
himself.
Vehicle accident.
In a roundabout way, it was some kind of medical condition that caused him to wreck the car.
Yes, kind of.
Did he think that the medical condition was worsened during the situation?
What?
I don't know.
What?
The guy that died.
Oh, did the doctor give him medication?
No.
Oh.
Did he fall asleep at the wheel?
No.
Did he say, Jesus, take the wheel and need
to let go? No.
Was he hallucinating?
No.
This is crap. They gave you no information.
Oh, I got tons of information.
You
just don't have a lot of
we
information.
Don't. Read the front.
I don't like clues, but all right. One clue.
Hold on.
The case. A man is brought into a hospital emergency room and pronounced dead on arrival by the attending physician, who also signs the death certificate. A week later, the doctor confesses to the crime. The mystery. How did the doctor devise the DOA, or what crime did the doctor commit, or what did he do? And what led to his confession? I probably shouldn't say what crime did the doctor commit. I should just say, what did the doctor do?
Should he have signed those papers?
Yeah.
Hold on.
The guy's dead.
Well, no, okay, the death certificate, okay, it has to do something with the doctor pronounced him dead on arrival. And he signed the death certificate.
And he wasn't there. He wasn't there when he died. So you can't, he can't sign the death certificate, can he?
Who wasn't where?
The doctor wasn't there.
Wasn't where?
At the death.
No, the dead on arrival means you're dead when you show up to the hospital.
Yeah, I know.
Not just when you arrive at your death scene. Like, nope, he's dead.
Oh, I know.
Does it have to do with the death certificate?
Does it have to do with the papers at all? Do the papers have any really significance?
Not really.
Okay. She said if we figure out how the accident happens, it will help. Was there a weather involved?
A weather?
Not a weather.
Was it a weather? It was a weather.
Was there a weather involved?
Them damn weathers.
Ugh.
These weathers.
Animal?
Nope.
Nature?
Nope.
And he knew the guy and wanted him dead.
Huh?
The doctor wanted him dead.
Yes.
Did he know that the doctor wanted him dead?
No.
Okay. What if we find out why the doctor wanted to kill him?
Right.
Find out why the doctor wanted.
Was it over love?
Yes.
And so he was cheating on him. The dude was sleeping with the doctor's wife.
No.
The doctor was sleeping with his wife.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. So he wanted to kill him to get him out of the way so he could get that ear. Okay.
And something else, yes.
And money.
Yes.
Ooh. Doctor wanted money? That's crazy.
This guy made more money than the doctor?
Right.
Oh. Life insurance?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, so... But that's the... So he killed him over life insurance.
So did the wife have some... Was the wife involved in it?
The wife wrecked the car.
No. No. She didn't know.
Oh, the wife didn't know?
Well, she knew that the husband died, yeah.
But she didn't know that the doctor wanted to kill him? Was going to kill him.
Yeah.
Oh, she didn't know.
Okay. So how did the wreck happen? Was he on his way to confront the doctor?
No.
Are we even close whatsoever?
You're getting there.
Not really.
All we know is
he's cheating. So the doctor didn't give him any medication.
Alter anything? Has he ever seen this doctor before for medical reasons?
Yes.
Okay, so he has.
Yes.
And the doctor hasn't purposely done something to this guy. He has. I'm pretty sure I've asked that.
Right.
No, you asked it about something different, though.
Give him a funky medication that caused him to... Okay.
Did he tell him he had a condition he doesn't actually have?
Right.
Okay.
He told him he has cancer.
Yes.
I knew I had cancer. Knew you were being...
So he told him he had cancer, and he doesn't actually have cancer.
Right.
So he was doing chemo.
So was he getting treatments that he wasn't supposed to be getting? Mm-mm. Taking medicines he wasn't supposed to be taking? So he wasn't getting treated for this cancer that he has?
Nope.
Doesn't have?
No, so he said, screw the cancer, I'm not good. Did he kill himself because he thought he had cancer?
Yes.
So he ran into something on purpose.
Right.
It was suicide.
Yes.
And the doctor wrote down that it was an accident instead of suicide.
Right.
Well, no, that would be the cop's job. The cop determines why he freaking did what he did.
But either way, the doctor
was
like...
The doctor put it down as an accidental death.
Yeah.
Accidental death.
But then the doctor eventually was like,
if you just run your car into something. If you just run your car into something, it doesn't. So he did forge paperwork. We asked if he forged paperwork. That's forging paperwork.
Well, I guess he falsified.
He lied.
Did he falsify documents? Forging paperwork.
Forge is like when you write someone else's.
Forge can be altering documents in any way.
Okay.
It's forging documents.
There's still one.
Does it matter what he wrecked his car into?
No, but it's funny.
Was it a cemetery?
Did he wreck it into the hospital?
No.
He hit the wife.
No. That no. It's only funny because I'm surprised you guys didn't just jokingly say it. Thinking it was a joke, but then it actually is true.
A rodeo?
He hit a bull.
No.
There you go.
All the people that listen are going to be like, why are you talking about these rodeos?
Long story. He thought he had cancer, so he said, you know what, I'm not going through it. I'm just going to kill myself.
Yeah.
He takes his car. He drives it into a river?
Nope.
A cliff? Off a bridge.
You're getting there.
A cliff.
No.
Hey, a mountain.
No.
No. Okay, so closer to bridge.
Yeah.
Closer to bridge. Drove it off of a road impediment. I don't know.
No.
No. He drove it into a bridge?
Yes.
Into a bridge.
Yes.
That's funny.
It's funny because last night...
Drove it into a bridge.
He
drove it into, like, the, you know...
All the column.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay.
It's only funny because last night we did one with the bridge.
Yeah.
So I was like, surprised you guys didn't just throw that out there just because... Because sometimes we do that. But there's also one
the
other part. What led to his confession?
What led to his confession?
And we go into...
The wife left
another 30 minutes.
The patient's wife... Took the insurance money and ran off with her other her other lover.
He didn't. Just so the path that I was going on earlier, I guess, wasn't it.
What was the path?
The path of the fact that he eventually was just
guilt-ridden.
No.
Oh, they asked him why he no.
He wanted more money.
His wife asked why he had cancer. I thought he had cancer.
That's why the doctor...
The autopsy.
That's why the doctor confessed?
The autopsy showed he had no cancer, and the wife's like, look, he come home saying you said he had cancer.
No.
Why would she care? She was cheating on him with the doctor.
Yeah, but she didn't know or want him dead.
Right.
She just wanted a little on the side.
Oh, so does it have to do with the fact that she didn't want him dead?
Yeah. I mean...
So he pretty much had to go ahead and confess to it?
He told the wife.
Right.
He told the wife, like, hey, I killed your husband.
Right.
And she was like,
and
what the fuck, why'd you...
Let me make sure.
He confessed to the wife. The wife turned him in.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yay! Yeah, this story. The victim had committed suicide by driving his car at high speed into a bridge abutment. He had hoped to make it look like an accidental death so that his beloved wife could take advantage of his insurance policy's double indemnity clause. Because if he just died of cancer, he would have just gotten... It would just been the regular life insurance. But if it's an accidental death, he gets double indemnity. Or she does. What he didn't know was that his beloved wife was having a torrid affair with the very doctor who would later pronounce him dead at the hospital. The very doctor who had earlier given him a phony diagnosis of terminal brain cancer. The doctor was reasonably certain that his patient would prefer suicide to a painful, lingering death, leaving his wife and the doctor free to marry. After the man's funeral, the doctor jubilantly and unwisely told his lover the details of her deceased husband's demise. The widow, racked with guilt, turned him into the police. Under interrogation, the doctor, for whom DOA now meant doomed on arrest, confessed to the diabolical deed. The solution. Investigators must discover that the doctor caused the victim to commit suicide by falsely diagnosing him with terminal cancer and that his lover, the man's widow, was driven by guilt to report him to the police.